AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The drumbeat of opposition to the Confederate flag is getting louder. Big retailers are removing Confederate flags and merchandise bearing the flag from their store shelves and websites.
eBay says it is removing Confederate flag-themed merchandise from its retail website. Walmart says it's clearing the stars and bars from its stores as well as online. But the race away from the flag, after it was linked to the killing of 9 people in a Charleston, South Carolina AME church, doesn't mean it will disappear. Companies that produce flags say they are seeing a run on the Confederate banner. This is America, says the owner of flagandbanner.com in Arkansas. Everybody has a right to be represented, whether you are a history buff or a nut. Warren Levinson, New York.
South Carolina lawmakers voted overwhelmingly today to consider removing the Confederate battle flag from their statehouse grounds as politicians took aim at Civil War-era symbols in other states. Campaigning in suburban St. Louis, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton took aim at the flag.
It shouldn't fly there. It shouldn't fly anywhere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants his state to remove a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from the state capitol's rotunda.
I think it's appropriate, certainly in Kentucky, to be talking about the appropriateness of continuing to have Jefferson Davis's statue in a very prominent place in our state capitol. Maybe a better place for that would be the Kentucky History Museum, which is also in the state capitol.
President Obama's long-pursued trade agenda on a fast track is on a fast track. Final passage expected no later than tomorrow. WikiLeaks has just released documents that says NSA eavesdropped on the last 3 French presidents. This is AP Radio News. In a softening of longstanding policy, the Obama administration is poised to let families of U.S. hostages talk to their captors and even pay ransom without the fear of being prosecuted.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says paying ransom to terrorists remains against the law and is still a bad idea.
We do not want to open the door to even more Americans being vulnerable to a hostage taking.
However, officials say the new policy means the feds will no longer warn those who do try to pay, they'll prosecute. In fact, they never have. The decision culminates a broad review of government dealings with the families of Islamic State Group victims and others after complaints that what they heard was either silence or advice that was alternately confusing and threatening. Mark Smith at the White House.
On Wall Street, stocks made slight gains amid some optimism about a Greek debt deal. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.